Look, when it comes to politics, Americans are divided now more than ever. That is the focus of a two-night, four-hour Frontline special on PBS. It'll be on tonight and tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. America's Great Divide, from Obama to Trump, produced and directed by Michael Kirk, who's on the line with us right now. Michael, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You've taken something that we all acknowledge and know is absolutely true. We are a divided nation when it comes to politics, but you really explore it and say, how did we get here? How did we get here? What did you learn in the interviews you did?
One of the most fascinating things about the 4 hours, especially because we got in close and we talked to the people who were right at the epicenter with Obama and people who are right at the epicenter with Trump, is what these two people, these two men, thought they were doing when they ran for president and when they won and when they tried to be president. Obama, as you recall, promised us we were not a red or a blue America, we were the United States of America, said that his biography was a composite and proof to all of us that he would be able to heal the wound in our society. By the end, you'll see in the film, the people closest to him say he recognized that by virtue of who he was, African American, by virtue of what he didn't understand when he came in, by virtue of how little he really understood that hope and change is not a political policy, it's just an aspiration, and a lot of different kinds of people projected onto that what they thought he would be. So you watch Obama not only fail as a unifier, but in some ways unintentionally exacerbate the division, make it even deeper and stronger, partly unleashing dark forces in our society that really, were the birtherism and all of it that Trump himself joined into that diminished his presidency and, in fact, made it worse, made the division worse. So that Trump, what you discover when you get in close with him, what Trump's plan was to create division, was to create chaos. And he believes deeply inside of him, according to people like Steve Bannon, who I spent a lot of time with, what he believes deeply in is this is what democracy is. It should be a fight. It should be conflict. We should not like each other. We should get after each other. And to see those two completely different, unifier, a divider, and what has actually happened in the society, which is, as you know, I'm sure as you know from being on your radio show, mm-hmm. you hear that people are angry about economic dislocation, they're angry about all kinds of other things, and the question is, as you see Trump being suddenly impeached and surrounded by forces that are very strong against him, maybe he's unleashed more than he can handle. That's really the question as we face the 2020 presidential election here.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, they always say the pendulum swings back and forth. So we went from Obama on one extreme to, Trump on another extreme. Do we get four more years of Trump? Do we get something completely different? What do you think is going to happen in 2020 based on your reporting in this documentary?
I think there is a tremendous anger out there in the society on both sides now, in a way that it might not have been before. But I think it's gotten intensely bad. And there's one issue that just emerges from the film as a thing that has happened to us, and that is what's happened with the truth. What is the truth anymore in America? We were once, at least we could all sort of agree about a basic set of facts and what the Constitution was, and that
right.
We as a country were nice people who helped people in the world who needed help, and we all, yes, we had fights, yes, we had a civil war, yes, we had arguments around the Depression, but many people I talked to in this film said that they've never seen anything like this, and they've never seen what happened to the truth, so that it's become this sort of malleable fake news, whatever side you're on, you believe that truth, you read that truth, you speak that truth, and that, I think, emerges as the great casualty of all of this. Otherwise, it's just politics, and we'll survive Donald Trump, and we'll survive Barack Obama, and we'll survive whoever comes next. But if the truth has been deeply and profoundly harmed and diminished in Americans, don't share a common belief in some things, then we're in real trouble. And I think it's a very sobering thought that's come out of these 4 hours for me as the person who made them and taught and had the privilege of talking to all the people I talked to and close to both of these presidents. It's just amazing to me, Paul, how worried they all are about what has happened with a kind of common American understanding of what is true about us, our Constitution, our institutions of government. If all of that is in play, we really are on the precipice.
Talking with Michael Kirk, producer and director of the new Frontline series on PBS, America's Great Divide, from Obama to Trump. It'll be on tonight and tomorrow night at 9 p.m. on PBS. I think, Michael, you're absolutely right. We are at a tipping point, aren't we, where if we don't figure out what our shared values are in this country, if we can't agree on some sort of common truth, what are we?
Well, that I think is the fundamental tragedy about these 4 hours. Is you watch it, and this is without blame to one person or one party or the other. You watch it happen for reasons that we all know too well: economic dislocation after 2008, the racial animus that gets driven by some of Obama's actions and lack of actions. By people capitalizing on who he was and the color of his skin, by policies that Obamacare and other things that really lit it up, and it created room for forces in the society on both sides that decided to turn things in favor of them without consideration for the other side. The idea of bipartisanship is so dead in Washington. I go there a lot. I report from there a lot. And in 40 years, I've never seen anything like it. It is, the people in Congress, they don't talk to each other anymore. They don't socialize anymore. Yeah. The Republicans and Democrats hate each other. And it's not just I won this victory, I lost that one, but I'll be a good loser and I'll come back and get you tomorrow. That's gone now. It's a fight to the death. And that scares me.
Yeah, and it's in Washington, and it's in the heartland. It's everywhere. If you think that it's just politicians that are fighting like this, I feel like it's within families, it's just within neighborhoods, it's within communities as well.
I've never seen anything like it, and I think when you watch this film, if you want to try to understand what happened, how did this happen to us? That's what it took 4 hours to tell that story.
Yeah.
And even if you stream it and you watch it in pieces, it's worth it, I think, to help you understand where we are as a country and maybe do your part in figuring out what can be different the next go around. As I say, we're at the overture, the symphony, the opera is about to play this political season in 2020, and maybe this film will help you give you a sort of ringside seat for what is actually going on in Washington and the country.
Real quick, Michael, is there any way to fix it?
I think it's going to depend on a really strong sense of the rest of us that we're not going to put up with the nonsense in Washington by both parties, that we really want something else. And that may start neighbor to neighbor, city council meeting to city council meeting, and grow up. That would be wonderful if that was true. That's where the grassroots movements that we've always known about America come from. And I think there are people around both of these presidents who either worked for them before or work for them even now who are very concerned that America, that quality of America, is an America that didn't need anger and the fight for truth and what is true, didn't need the internet to tell us what the true thing was today, or Twitter or anything else. That, to get that cleaned up, would be a wonderful thing if we could do it.
America's Great Divide, from Obama to Trump, tonight, tomorrow night on Frontline on PBS. Michael, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Paul. Thank you.
Bye now.